first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn recalls the best Mother's Day of her life.
I believe that good mothering isn't about sacrificing what's important to you so your kids can have it all. It's about modeling what is important to you so that your kids can experience who you were before they even appeared on the planet. I'm talking about showing and sharing your own talents, your gifts. I have a vague impression of my mother's lost talents. She was an artist whose creative energy had been channeled into the rearing of 6 children. On Mother's Day, we served her breakfast in bed and gave her silly presents, a potted plant, a handkerchief, a cookbook. One year, after all 6 of us had grown up and flown the coop, Mom took me out to lunch and made a confession. People tell me that I should start lessons at the museum, get back to my art. I know I should, but I'm just tired. I don't feel like doing anything. It was so sad, I didn't know what to say. I guess if you put something away for that long, there's a good chance it can abandon you. I had 2 kids. I never stopped writing and drawing. I couldn't. I was driven. My kids went to bed often, to the sound of my manual typewriter clacking away into the night. I went to life drawing sessions at a local cafe, and when my kids were old enough, I took them with me. They were drawing too, and they were paying attention to what was important to me. One Mother's Day, I got the best gift ever. It wasn't flowers, it wasn't a scarf or jewelry or perfume. It was a ream of typing paper and a box of pastels.
Lori Korn is an artist and has published 2 memoirs. This program was produced by Matilda Rand.